to start this evening, we're going to go right to that. A business that's 170 years old. Tommy Clark's Barbers was established in Tullamore in 1862. And it really, you know, there's not too many businesses out there that are that old. Of course, it's in the area of hairdressing and barbers, so something, I suppose, that has been an essential service all along. And who can remember, I mean, who can remember, who can forget what it was like through all those lockdowns? And I, like so many men out there, eventually had to kind of give in and get the home cut. Did it myself, my wife tried, I cut my father's hair, I cut my brother's hair, I cut my father-in-law's hair. We still talk, but I'm a bit surprised at that. But thankfully, there's always somebody to rescue you and correct damage that was done. And a lot of us would have ended up actually in Tommy Clark's. I'm delighted to be joined now by David Feely. And David has been a barber in Clark's for about 13 years now. And as of 1st of July, has taken over ownership of the business. And David, you're very welcome to Taking Care of Business.
Thanks a million, Ronan. Thanks for having me on the show.
How does it feel to take the helm of a 170-year-old business? That's a big heritage.
Yeah, it sure is. It's very, very exciting. Being like one of Ireland's, if not Ireland's, oldest barbershops, it's very exciting adventure. I'm really looking forward to getting stuck in now.
And when it came to looking at taking it over, was it a long process? Was it something that you always felt you were going to have a go at, or how did it come about?
Well, I didn't know really. At one stage, I always wanted to have my own barbershop at some stage or another. And I was talking to Tommy and his sister Maura during the pandemic, and it was pretty straightforward from that. Then we made an agreement, and yeah, they were happy. I was happy, so it's great.
So you're 13 years a barber yourself.
Yeah.
When did you first get into it, and what was it that got you excited about being a barber in the first place?
Yeah, well, my mum was a hairdresser in Tullamore for years, and I started by, I'd done actually a bit of work experience in Clark's when I was doing my Leaving Cert. And that took me then on to Knights of the Green Barbers up in Dublin, where I studied and trained there. And then I finished off my training then later on in Clark's.
Because your parents, of course, have a big business history in Tullamore too.
Yeah, my mum and dad, they would have had their own business on Patrick Street there, where I think it's Joe Sullivan's there now, the camera place. My dad had a butcher shop below, and then my mum had a hairdresser's up above it. She would have trained with Frank Hessian, who'd be a big name in the hairdressing industry in Ireland and Dublin and that.
170 years, as we said, it's very unique. Ireland's oldest barber, likely, but it's in quite a unique part of Tullamore, indeed in any high street, because we're just discussing off air there. You've got Tommy Clark's, beside it you've got the famous Clunan's, of course, people will be very familiar with Brian from Mr. Fix-It on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah, of course.
Beside that, Galvin's for Men, and you've also got Dolan's Pharmacy, businesses that are all probably over the century. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's crazy. For the one street, it's really... it's incredible, like, you know, it's the heart of Tullamore, and they're all fantastic businesses we all use day to day. As I said, Clunan's, you have Galvin's, you have Dolan's, William Street in general. I think it's there's a lot of prosperity and stuff happening there. It's getting busier. And
it's almost going against the argument we've been having for a long time about the future of our town centres, like when you see business like that established and trading so well.
Yeah.
So the draw was there for you then. You've got that kind of the family history. You've got a great location too.
Yeah.
Was there any time you felt this is too big a cherry to bite now, or I'm going to pull back from this, or was it just when the opportunity presents, just go for it?
Yeah. Look, I didn't really have any doubts once the opportunity presented itself. I was delighted to take it on. I suppose, look, you'd be scratching your head and thinking of different ways of doing things and stuff like that, but I was never in doubt that I wanted to do this, and I'm really excited now about taking it on in the future.
And you officially opened on launched on the 1st of July as well. You had plenty of balloons about there, of course.
Yeah.
There was great buzz around the town. It was the day before the minor final was coming up too.
Correct, yeah.
And when we speak of Offaly minor hurling, it brings back into just a headline I saw recently. And this is the most important question I'm going to put you this evening.
Right, right.
Mullets are back, right?
They're back.
What's your view on the mullet as a barber? I know you've got to do what the customer wants, but what's causing the mullet to become the
Cormac Egan and Killian Martin have a lot to answer for anyway with bringing the mullets back. Yeah, a lot of young lads getting back into them. Look, sure, it's kind of like any haircut. Looks great on some lads and not so great on other lads. But no, I enjoy doing them. And boy, also, there's a bit of me enjoys taking them off as well.
The mammy's dragging people in, you're getting
rid of.
No, it is. It's fascinating. But I suppose that's the one thing, like I said at the start, like hairdressing and barbering, it's been around forever. It will be around forever, but the styles change.
Yeah.
What's it like then trying to adapt to that and work on the latest? Like, how does a barber keep themselves, you know, upskilled with the latest?
Yeah, well, look, there's lots of different courses you can do. You can pick up, you're always changing in barbering, and as you said, styles are changing, and you have to keep up to date with the latest cuts and techniques. And every day you can learn something new, you know. So that's really it, yeah.
And do you get those, you know, if somebody comes in and says, oh, this is what I want, and
yeah,
you kind of go, or you have to advise them that it mightn't suit you? Does that happen, or is the
no? Yeah, it does happen. You have some kids coming in that might have a picture of Neymar or Cristiano Ronaldo or something, and they're it's not easy, but you have to try and do what they want, you know, and keep once they're happy going out the door. That's our main thing.
Of course, the pandemic, like for so many businesses, had to be tough for barbers, particularly with so long closed. I know the effect on a lot of us was devastating when we had to do the home cuts, but to go so long with the shops closed, maybe wondering whether they're going to get back open, surely a tough time. But positives have come from the pandemic too. I mean, a lot of barber shops now have gone digital, and you can now go online with an app and book your haircut. How has that been?
Yeah, we've used an app now, Booksy, and we got it in initially at the start of when we were the reopening, and it's worked really well for us. So we've continued the use of that, and we've also brought back in our walk-in system as well. So we've both gone, which is great. Like, and we were conscious of not excluding some of the older customers, so they can book via the phone or via the app itself, or like that walk-in as well. So we have it open for everyone. That's what we really want to. Clark's is always a barbershop for everyone, and we really want to maintain that and keep that going. You know, you come down with the lads and it's...
Yeah, that's, I suppose I'm like a lot of people there that, you know, there's at least three generations of my family that come in there at present, and I suppose that in itself is unique, and I'm sure you see that with loads of families.
It's crazy. Like, you'd hear some guys there and they'd be maybe in their 70s and 80s and they'd be saying like they got their first haircut in there. Like, you know, it's really very unique, and that's what makes it so unique than other barbershops, you know, that it's there so long and it has so much history in it. Like I said, the Harriers was founded there. There was GA meetings there throughout the years. It's just loads of history.
And I'd say lots of people listening would be familiar with Tommy Clark himself in particular. And, you know, really are. You're filling big shoes there.
Filling big shoes is right. If I can do as well as Tommy done, I would be a very, very happy man. So hopefully, anyway, I have his wishes and his blessings. So hopefully I can do that.
That's fantastic. So you've the gents barbers downstairs, and there is a ladies hairdressers
upstairs
too.
We've gents downstairs and ladies salon upstairs. We've a couple of exciting things in place for the. I'm in talks at the minute with James O'Connor there from fititout.ie, and we're looking at doing some bits downstairs. I don't want to give away too much, but so we've that. Then we're in talks with a couple of people as well about bringing out our own products and stuff like that. So
exciting times ahead. Look at the brand extension. James, of course, was a tradesperson of the year in the Midlands 103 Customer Service Awards last week. And again, a man who's left a fantastic mark on so many shops around Tullamore at the minute. So exciting times ahead.
Yeah.
Not only have you a new business, there's a new baby, there's a wedding looming towards the end of the year. So
there is, doing it all the one year. Very busy.
As they always say, if you want something done, ask a busy person. But David, for now, lots of texts coming in there as well. People wishing you all the very best in Clark's. And
that's great.
Usually fond memories and lots of happy customers there too. So
yeah,
David Philippe, that's the new owner of Tommy Clark's Barbershop, a business that has been around since 1862, 170 years. That's no small feat. David, all the very best.
Ronan, thank you so much.